Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world. This is My Sign-On, and my name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, internet business management and training tips, right here, coming to you in live streaming audio. How you doing there? Okay, it's been a long day for me, but we're continuing on this series, Article Writing Tips. You know, I don't know if you've ever noticed it or not, but one of the things that I do in my business is I set aside time each month, usually a couple of days in a row, to record whatever audios I'm going to need for the time to come. Now, if you've listened to other audios in this series, or perhaps if you've just joined with me very recently for the first time ever, you will have noticed that I talk about doing this from home. Yes, I do this from home. Why is that? Well, one of the reasons is, for me, it's very, very convenient. Yes, it's extremely convenient. I can just kick back. Hey, have a cuppa whenever I feel like it. And I'm here in my little studio, which is called my office. There's nothing special about it. Sitting here with a microphone, I think it cost me about $300 and maybe a little bit more for the software on the computer. And this is stuff I've had for a couple of years now. I've been doing online audio, internet business marketing tips. And I do these little tips, and they're designed to provide solutions and provide answers to the problems that my customers at paulbars.com have. Now, who are my customers? My customers are people who are running their home internet business like me. And that's the point of this audio. I'm not blowing my horn here because I want to blow my horn. The point of this audio is for you to make sure that your articles are relevant to your business or your product as well. Now, aside from, yes, I do publish video articles. I also publish text articles. But my favorite passion is audio articles, now called podcasting, which you're listening to me right now. Hi, my name is Paul Bars, and this is not my real voice. Because I get to have a bit more fun when I'm doing audio. I get to say a lot more when I'm doing audio. And I'm hoping for you it's a little bit different from what you're used to. And I use my voice to entertain you. And I let you know that the back end of my products, my services, are relevant to what you're listening to right now. So here's the thing. This is a series on article writing. Do I have products or services or whatever that are related to article writing for internet business? Yes, I own a membership site. Yes, I own a site where people can rebrand these, which I republish as special reports, and put their affiliate links in them. So yes, it's relevant to it. There is a back end to what I am doing. I'm not going to make no bones about that. I'm hoping that if you're listening to this right now, that you will come visit me at paulbars.com. Hi, my name is Paul Bars, and this is not my real voice. But you will come and join with me and become a paying customer at some point in the future, if not today. And I'd like to see your customers do the same thing for you. Do you remember I started this audio series beginning with the end in mind? Most people will say, you've got to begin at the beginning. It's a good place to begin. Or they say, always start at the bottom. Well, yeah, that's fine. But what if you're learning how to swim? That's not a good idea. So I'm going to suggest that you begin with the end in mind. And the end isn't just what you want your customer to see and understand. The end is your customer becoming your customer. Now, I call them customers, whether they're paid customers or free customers. To me, makes no difference. I treat them all equal. I will give you the same priority attention, whether or whether not you have actually paid some money into one of my products or services, because I just love you for being there, and I'm really grateful. And thank you so much for listening today. It's just tremendous. It gives me a buzz. I don't even know who you are. Here's the thing. I would like to help you develop the same feeling, the same philosophy for your customers, because they're going to see it. They're going to feel it. They're going to know it. And this is all helping to build you up and establish you as an industry expert in your field. See, this is the thing. There's so many different people out there with no expertise or credibility in just almost every area, that it's easy to climb to the top of that ladder by putting in a bit of extra effort, such as the things that I'm teaching you and showing you in this series. Would you agree with me on that? Have you seen junk presented, trying to, you know, people trying to pretend that they know something about your industry sector? Have you ever seen junk or rubbish on the online? Well, hell yeah. There's probably more junk and rubbish online than anywhere else. And that's a good thing for you and me. It adds to the confusion of our customers. It makes them waste more and more time. Therefore, as I mentioned in the previous audio, if we can provide them with, what, quick answers with authority, we're building on this, quick answers with authority, they're gonna love you. And this is why you must begin with the end in mind, which is going to be pointing your article, your product, to a product or a service, the back end. Look, I don't know how else to say this without saying it straight. Say it as it is. It's one of my favorite sayings at the moment. Say it as it is. So I'll just say this as it is. To write for pleasure is fun. It is fun. But to write for money is better. Because then you get the pleasure and you also get the cash reward at the end. A lot of people don't get serious about article writing because, well, they think they're not going to see the reward. They've fallen into believing the hype, believing the bullshit is the only way to say it. That these people out there, you're going to write 500 articles and you got to source them out and you got to do this and you got to do that and you got to try and attract the people in because there's so much competition around. Blah, 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 whack, 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 whack. Ducks and eagles, man. I don't want you to be a duck. I want you to be an eagle. I want you to put a bit of time into your articles. I want you to stand up because here's the thing. You grab one customer. You got them for life. You look after them like gold. You love them. You care for them. You find the problems. You fix the problems. You have the back end plugged in. You provide the service. You provide the product that they can buy from you, subscribe to you, contact you, whatever you, and you get them for life. And they fall in love with you. Why? Because you've taken them out of the confusion. You've provided them with a quick answer with authority. I can say it again and I can say it again, just like we should in our articles. We need to say these things more than once so that our customers get to know. And I mentioned earlier on that it's a good idea when you do some research for a new topic that you write a series of articles. Yeah? Write the series of articles and get them out there. Just remember this. Writing for pleasure is fun, and it is fun, but writing for money is better. So even if you are currently just writing for pleasure and you wanted to learn more about article writing through this series, I'm going to suggest to you that you look at some possible back end. You know, you don't have to turn it into a business. Yes, everything I do is from a business point of view, but wouldn't it be wonderful just to get paid more than $10 because some websites decide they're going to publish your article? Heck, you might even get lucky, pick up a $300 contract. Woohoo! All right, I'd like to maybe suggest that you could plug in some back end through affiliate programs or CPA or CPC. What? We'll get into that another time. But it's possible that if people like your work, they will come back again, especially if you ask them to, and that'll be covered right towards the end. You got to ask people to come back. Have I done that in this series already? Yes. Have I told you where I'm from? Yes. Here's what I want you to do now. Today, this is your homework. I want you to come visit me at paulbars.com, PaulBarrs, unless, of course, you're there right now listening to this as one of my podcasts on site, in which case I say thank you. And I'll give you some other homework. Your homework is very simply this. Go have a look at some of the articles that you've already written. Let's just pick what? How many? Half a dozen. And ask yourself, do they offer a back end? See, here I guess is just, here's my best tip, all right. Here's my best tip for this one. If you've already written a number of articles, I'd like to suggest you go back through all of them and see if they guide someone to that back end. And I'm not talking about the signature file here. I'm talking about the article. Oh, yes, but Paul, if we publish articles, places like eZine articles, they don't let us sell in the product. I'm not talking about selling within the article to get published somewhere else. I'm just talking about selling you, selling your service, building up credibility. Do they do that and establish you as an authority? So here's my best tip. Why don't you go back over all your current articles, schedule this in. It may take a day, it may take a week, it may take a day a week for a couple of months. And look at how you can just rewrite, you know, the last paragraph, for example, which I'll be doing an entire audio just on, you know, the last paragraph and the resource box coming up. Look at just rewriting them and then republishing them on your own blog. Did you know you can republish content on your own blog? It's no big deal. It's your blog. You're allowed to do that. Great way to attract search engines. Change the title. Change the last paragraph. Flick some keywords around. Republish the silly thing. Now, don't leave the original copy. Just scroll it over. You know, schedule it to go off in another 5 days, 10 days, 15 days, 2 days, 3 days apart. Here's what I do with my article things. I send them out 2 days apart. I get my podcast go out one day at paulbars.com. My articles go out to paulbars.com.au each alternate days. I'm just doing some upgrades on those sites at the moment. They'll realign very shortly, but it's a purpose. It's a back end. And every article that I have published somewhere else leads people back to my website, not just because of the signature file, but because of the content of the article as well. Here's the thing. Remember this. Writing for pleasure is fun, but writing for money is better. Always have that in the back of your mind, not just a click. Don't write your articles just for a click. Oh, I want them to click this link. No, I want them to buy from me. Look further, look past, beyond the link. Have that beginning with the end in mind. The end is them becoming a customer. Okay, that'll do for today. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, internet business, training and management tips. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again shortly. Bye-bye.